All right, here we are. This is the Newsmakers at Noon after party, after show party. We are partying hardy because the drinking lamp is lit somewhere, maybe in Auckland, New Zealand. Yeah. But we're coming back.
Hey, we have a little extra. 4:02 somewhere.
Exactly. And it's our Friday, so whatever. We're continuing our conversation with Jeff Reynolds. So I wanted, Jeff, to dive in a little on this because I don't, it's like crypto. I don't 100% get how it works. All I know is that I bought this much crypto and now it's like 10% lower than when I bought it. So I'm just like not doing anything with it except losing money on it. But the betting markets, the Kalshi and Poly market, those things I find fascinating. And so I pulled up some information on what is happening with the Oregon Republican primary and the gubernatorial race in general. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to look at any of that.
Well, it's kind of the Wild West these days. You can bet on anything. It's kind of like being in Great Britain, you know.
I kind of like it. Although I was always one when I would go to Vegas, I'm like, you want my $20 now or you want it later in a machine? Because I'm going to lose it. That's how much of a big spender I am. Here's my $20.
Right.
But I'm looking at Kalshi right now, and it's got the Oregon. It's got Christine Drazen at 52%. Ed Deal at 48, Chris Dudley at 29, and then David Medina bringing up the bottom at 3%. Our own Danielle Bethel is not making any inroads on the Kalshi market for the nominee. But then over on Poly market,
now
go ahead.
If I may, that's the chances of victory, or what is that?
Winner. This is for winners.
Winner.
This is
Republican
who would
win. Primary winner.
Yeah, that was the Republican primary winner.
All those numbers add up to way more than 100%.
So. I know. So I'm going to have to learn more about this. I find it really interesting, and I don't know whether I want to make a bet. It looks like for 30 cents over on Polymarket, if I want to put my money behind Christine Drazen, who is currently at 28%, a yes by yes is 30%. 30 cents by no is 75 cents. That's my kind of betting. I can afford that.
I think those are all individual. I've got to assume those are individual odds, not like a head-to-head kind of mentality, just based on the addition of all of those percentages going over 100. I think that's the individual odds would be my assumption.
So it's the betting line. So if you bet 52 cents, you win a dollar or.
Well, and what I found with these, yeah, exactly. And I'm looking at, because there's trending lines, and if you can sit there, and it's all interactive. Basically, Polymarket kind of has the same. Drazen is at 28%. Dudley is at 26%. Kyle Duke is at 3%. Danielle Bethel is at 1%. Shale Sonnen is at 1%. And Medina's not even on this one. But then the one it is interesting. That's between Kalshi and Polymarket. Then if I go over to the Oregon gubernatorial election general, this shouldn't surprise anyone. Democrats at 93%, Republicans at 7%. So yeah. That's kind of the one really, it's kind of looking, based on these betting markets, doesn't really matter who wins the Republican primary. The odds are not great that a Republican is going to win.
Yeah, I mean, you're in Oregon, so you really already recognize that if you want the safe bet, you're voting for, you know, you're putting your money on the Democrat because, gosh darn it, they have a 40-year track record of winning those things.
Well,
it doesn't really matter. I think you look at the trend line, it doesn't really matter what the incumbent Democrat's record is, right?
No.
Kate Brown was detested by most of the state, and she got reelected. You know, the same thing is going to happen with Tina Kotek more than likely because nobody likes her. She and Kate Brown were both under 50% approval at this rate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even Democrats don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, she entered as one of the least liked governors in the nation. Come on.
But again, and I remember back in 2022, really holding out hope. I know we talked with Todd on the national show. Oregon was kind of making a blip on the radar, except that we had the three-way race. We had Betsy Johnson in there really as a spoiler. And I remember having conversations, is she going to spoil it for the D's or spoil it for the R's? She clearly spoiled it for the R's. Christine Drazen came close. Chris Dudley, who is also, again, in this race, I think came the closest in recent memory in 2010. He came very close.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of Chris Dudley simply because I was skeptical of him in 2010, and he greatly exceeded expectations. But that's 15 years, even further past his playing career for the Blazers. His name recognition has probably gone down since then, and the biggest problem he faced when he ran for governor in 2010 was everybody knew who he was, but they didn't really know what he stood for.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure if he's really delineated anything that's noteworthy in this campaign or not. You know,
I'm following him a bit. And I mean, obviously, I know a lot about Christine Drazen. We've had her on the program. Danielle Bethel, obviously, we know very well. She's a Marion County Commissioner, former school board member. Ed Deal, I was out kind of looking at some things on him. He's got a lot of policy statements. Chris Dudley is making the rounds. He draws crowds. Mm-hmm. Which is half the battle. He does draw crowds. And I think Drazen does as well, because, I mean, we've always talked about that. It's that name recognition and can you raise money? And I think both of those two are probably doing the best at that as it stands now. Medina is the wild card because he's got a very strong online presence. But I don't know that that translates into votes in Oregon.
Yeah, I don't have any idea. This might be the first test case of that. If he's got a huge YouTube following and all of that, but and his social media is off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, what is he putting out there as a solution? You know, But you're right. I mean, the retail politics is the most important aspect of this. Name recognition and the ability to raise money and the ability to get people to even know you're in the race. That's the biggest key. So right now it looks like it's a three-man race or a three-person race between Deal, Drazen, and Dudley.
Actually, Deal has not cracked either of the markets on here, surprisingly.
I am very surprised by that.
So am I.
Yeah, because he's got a good social media presence.
Oh wait,
as well.
No. I take that back. I need to correct myself. Sorry. The Kalshi market, he's second. Mm-hmm. You're right. I misspoke. He doesn't crack Poly Market at all. He doesn't even show up. He does show up on Kalshi. Now, I don't know enough about either one of these as far as their what metrics they're using for trending. I know we've talked about Representative Deal and Star and Jason Williamson as far as, I mean, doing rock star work on that petition. Well, and I think either way it goes down on whether it goes in May or November, they can campaign heavily on that. And they've got a lot of sort of goodwill, Oregonian goodwill built up on that.
See, I look at it. And I would assume that these sites are run similar to like Vegas lines and things like that. So the more votes that come in for a person creates less of an odd of, you know, odds of winning because they follow where the votes are coming. That's why Democrats, Oregon, 93% say Democrats are going to win no matter what we do, because that's the safe money bet. So that's where the majority of bets are placed in these kinds of lines.
If I got a bunch of people willing to spend 52 cents, I could bump my candidate up. Does that mean it's actually in real? Does it translate into real world votes?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. None of this translates to real world votes. It translates to where people are willing to put their money on the likelihood of somebody winning. And this isn't just Oregon. This is nationwide. You could really get on and do this. The thing I would question is for someone like Ed Deal, what would his line look like if they moved the gas referendum from November to May, where he would be able to campaign on that very strongly as being the guy that put this forth?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, and we're starting to now get into campaign season, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been actually, isn't the filing deadline not even until next month?
Early March.
Yeah. So. You still have time for a late spoiler candidate to get in, but a lot of the candidates have been doing the work to get their name recognition up. But we're right now 3 months before the primary, and that's where the real work begins. You know, so a lot of it, we're still pretty early as far as figuring out what the real odds are. As far as whether this translates to real votes, it's almost like a rolling kind of public polling situation where it kind of gives you the mood of the people that are paying attention. Mm-hmm. But then again, you know, how many people are actually paying attention right now too? That's, that's where this is a little bit different than like sports betting, where the only people that matter are the ones that are paying attention. Whereas in elections, you've got a majority of the votes being cast by people who aren't even paying attention until they open up their voters pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
So then the ones that are, I would almost think if people are willing to put money behind their opinion, that might have a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I would assume.
Those are probably high propensity than just an opinion poll? Voters.
Well, yeah. So if I laid it out, I would assume right now that 7% of people, or that 7% that is putting money on the Republican to win, are likely Republican voters, because guess what? If the Republican does the upset and wins, that's big money. That because of getting it at this point where it's only a 7% odds of the Republican winning.
Then again, I got to believe that any Republican living in Oregon that's playing these markets has to also be betting on the Democrat to win, even though they don't want them to, because, you know, you don't want to lose money on a bet.
No.
Well, but if you're talking 32 cents or whatever, I would be willing to put 32 cents on a Republican winning. What do I lose? 32 cents. If I win, it's $3,000. I mean, those are great odds almost.
Well, I'm looking at it and it says, okay, I have it because I'm on Ed Deal right now. I clicked on him. It says buy, sell, yes, 52, no, 54. And then the amount, and then it says earn 3.25% interest. I'm intrigued by this. I'm going to learn more because it's like, it seems like kind of a fun little way, but also to kind of keep track. I tend to think that if someone's going to put money on it, playing the odds, it might be a better snapshot than a poll. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, yeah, but
that's kind of where I was going with that.
The one challenge is because they are nationwide platforms. Mm-hmm. You know, they could be distorted because of that. The other thing, and I sit here and I look at it, when you compare this to sports betting, what's been a huge story we've been hearing of late is people involved with the sport creating ways of skewing that betting. Would there be a way politically that people could skew the way things are being done? I mean, imagine this. Everyone's putting their money on Tina Kotek to win the Democrat primary because she does have a primary. There are a few candidates out there against her. What if all of a sudden she drops out last minute and throws everything haywire? Not going to happen, but if the money came in high and tight, I mean, the coach of the Portland Trailblazers got arrested for being involved in these kinds of scams.
Right. That's right. Ooh.
That's true. Yeah, Chauncey Billups. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And you never know obviously there could be an April surprise or, you know, some sort of other scandal that drops, but, you know, at this point, Tina Kotek has lived in the public spotlight her entire adult life.
Yeah.
Then again, so had John Kitzhaber, and look what happened to him.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And that was who Dudley ran against in 2010? Is that correct? Because after Kulongoski decided he was not going to run, Kitzhaber, and then
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was his third term, and then the fourth term was when everything fell apart.
Oh, yes. Yes. We were on the air talking about that a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
all right. Yep, well, this is interesting. I think I may open up an account and just kind of play around with it. I know I just note Glenn Beck is on our air. And I know that Stu Bregeer recently left the Glenn Beck Show to do something similar to this. Basically, you can bet on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. I'm going to bet that we're going to get more snow and you can say I'm crazy and bet against me. Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, definitely more snow than Florida is going to get. There's a safe bet right there.
I think so. I think so.
Yep.
I think so. All right. Well, Jeff, I know you've got other stuff to do. This was kind of our test run today to do our after show party, which I kind of love. I'm loving that we can dig a little deeper on these issues. So again, just to close out this, which will be available on all our streaming sites, Jeff Reynolds, senior editor, restoration-news.com. Jeff, always great to have you. Let's do this again.
Yeah, maybe in a couple of weeks we could do our after show. I'll mess around and play some bets on Poly Market, and you know, then we can talk about how it goes.
I love it. We have homework. Let's make some homework. Let's go out and do this,
then
come back and report on it. Hunter, you got to do it too.
Okay, I'll place my bets. I'm open to that idea.
There you go.
All right, that's it for us. Everybody, have a great weekend. We will see you next week.